A lot of Seattle's original zoning rules and housing covenants kept people of color out of certain neighborhoods. That's an issue in many U.S. cities. Yesterday, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, announced new rules to try and address the problem. Ron Sims is former King County executive and also a former deputy secretary at HUD, where he worked on this issue for many years. Welcome back, Ron Sims.
It's good to be back. This is a beautiful place to live.
Now, some people in Seattle might see this kind of segregation as a thing of the past. How big a deal is this in Seattle in 2015?
It still exists. The patterns have not changed. It's really hard. What happened years ago was by intent. You had major business people and realtors that basically made a decision that people of color should live south of the canal, and then later on today it's south of Madison Street. And so people were steered to housing, if you were a person of color, south.
Is the issue here racism? Is that why we still see segregation in neighborhoods in Seattle and other cities around the country?
I don't think it, you know, that's too broad a term. I always say racism is intent. I know what it looks like and what it smells like. This is indifference. Mm. And if people saying, well, there's I don't discriminate, without understanding that there may be supporting discriminatory practices. So it's not intent, but there is racial discrimination. So we have a ways to go, and we should just acknowledge it. We are better than it was when I grew up, but this is not the world I want for my children.
Explain how these HUD rules issued this week will work and how they will change things.
What makes it really easy, and this is really good, is that everybody said, I don't have the data. So HUD created it. There's a data map in its research division that has every single piece of data the federal government has on every single city and every single neighborhood in it. And so that data mapping will be available by the federal government. All your staff can look right at it and know exactly what they have to do and where they have to do it.
But what is the mechanism that a city uses to, say, take a neighborhood like Rainier Beach that has a large minority population and make sure that it's more diverse?
They will, one, they'll have data sets, and two, they have to plan. They have to figure out why people would or would not move into Rainier Beach. How does Rainier Beach look differently than, let's say, a Mount Baker or a Madrona? And then they'll have to say, what are the features? Do they have any boulevards down there? How many parks do they have down there? Is there adequate tree cover down there? How much more pavement? Is the neighborhood look hostile? Do children in the neighborhood have cortisol issues? There's a whole series of variables that will allow you to basically redo a neighborhood to make it attractive and livable. And then you got to have the Seattle School District make a commitment, because you want a neighborhood to become integrated. And what happens is all of us chase good schools. And the early establishment of an international baccalaureate school at Rainier Beach, you're going to have people move in to that community because their kids are going to be one of the best educated in all of Seattle.
I'm talking to Ron Sims, civic volunteer, former county executive, former deputy secretary of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. And we're talking about some new rules that HUD is going to put out to tell cities to take a look to see if there are patterns of segregation. And if there are, do something about it. Now, integrating a neighborhood seems like a great idea, but sometimes if you're going to take a traditionally African-American neighborhood, it becomes gentrified. White folks move into that neighborhood, housing prices rise, and it drives out people who are living there. How do you prevent that knock-on effect that you probably don't want?
You have to have a very deliberate policy of building in to your zoning and your building permit standards affordable housing. And you have to do that. And what kind of mix would that look like? And there was a program insisted on by Congress and HUD to provide opportunities by allowing people to move out of a neighborhood and into more expensive housing for 5 years, as long as they would be gainfully employed after that. You can't effectuate opportunity without letting many people, it's going to be, you know, not everybody, but there have to be a significant number of people being able to move into higher priced areas of a city. And then you rebuild the older communities where people basically don't want to move.
Now, what about conservative critics who are saying this is the federal government overreaching, the Obama administration going too far? What's your response to that?
I don't understand the rationale behind that. That's more rhetorical. We're not overreaching. The law's intent was that non-discrimination was a way to break down the barriers so that people could succeed. What HUD found in its data, that even with the laws in place, the barriers did not come down because there were no mechanisms to take them down or to address them. I'll never forget the president's declaration. I'll never forget this, when he said that a zip code will be an address and no longer be a life determinant of families and children, because that's what it was.
If the HUD rules accomplish what they're designed to do, how will Seattle look different in 10 years, in 15 years?
Rainier Beach will no longer be the worst lakeside neighborhood in all of King County. It is the worst. By look and feel, it is the worst. This would not happen in Kirkland. It would not happen in Bellevue. It doesn't happen in the North End. It only happened in Seattle because people didn't give a doggone. And now they have to. Good intentions failed kids and families, and that is wrong. And I am glad we have this rule, because it means that we've drawn a line in the sand. We will no longer tolerate people saying all the right things and then allowing bad things to happen to people because they're poor or because they look different on a racial basis or they worship another faith.
I hear in your voice a passion about this. You've been working on this issue for many years. What's it mean to you to see these rules released?
What does it mean to me? It's been a long time coming. This is Martin Luther King Jr. County, and it means that every single city has to believe and act on the dream.
Ron Sims, former King County executive, former deputy secretary of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, talking about some of the changes there aimed at reducing segregation. Ron Sims, now retired, living in Seattle and caring for his grandchildren.